Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Does that make me crazy?
Go, CeeLo, go.
Yes. We've been doing Does That Make Me Crazy long enough to be able to call out the people that are crazy and not crazy.
And not offend them when we do it.
Right.
And Kelly does defend them. For some reason, everybody wants to be crazy.
Yep.
We have high standards for crazy.
Yeah. We're not just going to hand out the crazy.
Yeah, you got to impress us.
Dina Ross says on my Facebook page, I kill spiders in the house chemically free by trapping them in a jar and freezing them. Does that make me crazy? Yes. Trap them in a jar.
Single. It's a cryogenics project. Yeah.
And then she freezes.
I tried doing that as a science project in school. I tried freezing worms, and you're supposed to thaw them out, and they live again, but I just killed them all.
Well, Cece writes, when I fry food such as chicken, fish, or pork chops,
shout out.
I always fry it in groups so that no one piece will be fried alone. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
I have a couple good ones. Alexi Lampy writes, I'm a hairdresser, and anytime someone comes in and makes a big change in their style, I take mental notes about them in case they were involved in a crime and are trying to change the way they look, and I need to testify at their trial. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. I love it, though. I love
awesome.
It.
This is a flashback to earlier this morning. I told you about Emma Kelly busting that woman for stinking up a bathroom.
Yeah.
Ashley Hankins Caps, I'm giving you full name credit for this brilliant idea.
All right, what you got?
You're not crazy. You're a genius. She says, I don't like using public restrooms, so I printed an out-of-order sign, and I carry it in my purse. In the event I have to use one, I stick it on the outside door of the bathroom so no one will bother me when I'm using it. Does that make me crazy?
That is genius.
Wow.
That's smart.
Crazy.
That is so smart.
You may need to go to the doctor if you have the need to use public restrooms that often.
Yes.
Well, there's nothing like
just
being prepared.
No, just when you have to. Just in case that you get the 2-minute warning.
Yeah. What do you do when you tell the hot guy that you're on a date with to help you look for something in your purse and he pulls out an out-of-order sign?
That's
for all the times I use the public toilet.
You're crazy. You let men go through your
first. First of all, yeah, you're not supposed to let
men
go through your purse.
That's
crazy.
Why?
No,
I don't. I'm just giving you a hypothetical scenario.
Never.
But yeah, sure.
A woman's purse is like sacred.
Yeah, I don't touch that stuff.
My granddad told me a long time ago.
I get angry when my daughter goes through my purse. I'm like, get out of my purse!
I feel like there's like a bear trap in there if I reach my hand. I don't want to.
It's a bottomless pit.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
One more before we go to the phone.
All right.
Elizabeth Sanger wrote, I'm pregnant, and I'm absolutely convinced that my baby can hear my thoughts. I mean, really hear them, and she's inside of me. I assume it's a lot like a giant echo.
I haven't been there. They play music for babies
in the womb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But hear your thoughts?
I don't know.
That would drive you insane if you.
You know what? I want to read this one just because if Ashley or Alana's listening, I want her to call in at some point because this is so good. I want to hear it in person.
Okay.
She says, my husband and I, when we get into an argument and we're irritated, we talk to each other in a lisp. Does that make us crazy?
That's super.
I want to hear this played out. So, Ashley or Alana, if you're listening, give us a call so we can get a hold of you and play this out for us at some point.
I always go into Leon Phelps mode when Kinsey gets mad at me.
I guess that's a good way to take down the fighting.
If it
escalates, we have to talk in these voices.
If you're query right now.
Cole. How can you stay mad when you're listening?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, exactly. Cole, you're 12 years old. Tell us what makes you crazy.
Well, sometimes I like to drink milk up my nose. I like the cold milk running down my throat.
You snort it?
You're snorting milk.
Yeah, I like to snort milk at lunch.
I think dairy
snorting makes you crazy.
Or at least very, very weird.
I hope that doesn't lead to anything.
Or you
at least
to
Finland.
Help.
Is everything okay? Is everything okay at school?
Yes, everything is perfectly fine.
You're not lactose intolerant, are you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's good.
You have little milk boogers.
Yeah.
Is this helping you get the ladies?
Yes, I have. I have a girlfriend. Yeah.
Don't let her watch you do that.
She's okay with the milk snorting.
Yes.
Hey, you know what, then? You keep her around.
Hey, you know what, Cole?
Yeah, right?
Don't let her go.
That keeps you from having milk breath. Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Smart man.
All right.
I respect that.
The girlfriend might be an enabler. I'm not sure if I'm okay.
And yeah,
with
you're crazy, Cole,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
He's got a t-shirt that says snort milk.
I don't think a 12-year-old should have anything that says snort as a t-shirt.
Yeah, right.
Mason, you're on. Does that make me crazy?
Okay, so whenever I'm at work, I have to package things up and ship them out. But I go to great lengths not to get my fingerprints on the tape because I'm scared somebody's going to take my fingerprints and frame me for a crime. Does that make me crazy?
Wow. Got some paranoid people on the phone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I think we're watching too much CSI.
Yeah.
I think the
only solution is to do what Kevin Spacey did in Seven and cut your fingertips off.
That'll solve all traceable. Your problems.
I heard you could just put super glue on your fingertips and that'll get rid
of
your fingerprints.
Don't put that out there.
I remember I saw that movie Bonnie and Clyde. They did the same thing. They had surgically...
Yeah.
They had their fingerprints surgically removed.
Sanded off or something?
That's what Kevin Spacey did in Seven.
Wow. Yeah, you might just want to get rid of your fingerprints, Mason.
That's very paranormal.
Okay, yeah,
paranormal.
I'll get right on to burning them off.
Yeah, you should. That'll save you a lot of time.
I mean, that's the only way to totally prevent identity theft. Yeah.
Not too hot, though, Mason. Make sure it's not too hot. You don't want third degree.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Helping people every day.
Yes, we are. It's community service.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. This has turned into, can we help make you more crazy?
I love it. I get so many good ideas to go home and try. Andrea tells us what makes you crazy.
Everywhere I go, whether it's at a restaurant, friend's house, I have to flip the toilet paper roll to make sure that the toilet paper is going up and over.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand it when it's just going under first. It has to go up and over, people.
It has to.
There have been debates about that, and I think overwhelmingly that is the preferred way for toilet paper to go.
Up and over?
Yeah, up and over is the best way.
It prevents wasting, I think.
But I don't really, I've never been bothered by it enough to actually change the roll at a home other than my own.
Mm-mm. Well, Andrea's doing us a public service.
So thank you, Andrea. You're saving other people aggravation.
I think it's OCD, but it's not crazy.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You're just really good at doing stuff.
I'll take it.
I'll take OCD any day. Samantha, you're on. Does that make me crazy?
Okay, so I am so unbelievably obsessed with the show Friends that I often compare myself, other situations to the characters, and I watch the seasons over and over. And when my roommate took the whole series away, I cried.
You cried? You know it's on TBS every day.
I know. I watch it all the time. I'm obsessed.
What character do you find yourself most like?
Probably Monica. I love the queen. I find it relaxing, and I just think she's... And I'm tough, so watch out. You know, I might pull Monica.
Wow.
What about on our show?
I'm the black guy.
There's no black guy.
Oh, yeah.
You're kind of...
You're Ross.
I'm probably...
Yeah, you're Ross-ish.
You're Ross.
Al's Ross.
I want to be, what's his name?
Chandler. Everybody wants to be Chandler Bing.
No. I don't know about that.
I want to be Joey.
Not now.
Yeah, Joey's
kind of... Joey's stupid.
Yeah, but Joey's in soap operas.
Joey's cool, though, man.
Stupid.
I like Joey.
He's Samantha.
Stupid and lovable.
You like Joey, Samantha? Am I a Joey?
Yeah, I would say that you're like Joey.
Okay.
Or maybe Big Al is, because Joey likes the girls.
Yeah.
I like girls.
Yeah.
Big Al likes the ladies.
You're married, so maybe you are more like Ross or Chandler.
I'll take Chandler. Nobody wants to be Ross.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I feel like that's a girly thing to do, though, especially with Sex and the City. Girls are like, which one am I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a combo. I'm a hybrid. I'm Samantha and Carrie. I'm both.
Are you like Phoebe?
I'm not the ugly one.
Are you Phoebe or Rachel?
I don't know.
Nobody's like Phoebe.
Yeah, smelly cat.
I think Phoebe was the one you could get rid of and not miss too much.
She's super. I don't think I'm quite that quirky.
Yeah.
Kim, tell us what makes you crazy.
Well, I have three kids, and when my husband is out of town, I make all three of them sleep in my bed in case something happens, somebody breaks in, the house catches on fire. That way I don't have to choose which one of my kids to save.
I think that's a responsible parenting move.
When you put that on the tail end of it, that makes you crazy.
Responsible parenting move.
The first part I was okay with. Then you put that on the tail end of it so I don't have to choose.
It's like Sophie's Choice. What am I going to do?
That part makes you crazy. Yes, ma'am.
Smart.
Winner.
Good job, Kim.
Yep.
Here, we'll do one last one real quick.
All right.
Nicole, finish us off on Does That Make Me Crazy?
I try to dress my kid a little less cute, so I think he has a less of a chance of getting kidnapped.
Oh, man, does that make me paranoid?
That is so
Nicole.
Sweet and crazy.
That's awesome.
I love that.
If he doesn't match or maybe his hair is a little messed up, I feel like maybe the kidnapper might choose somebody else.
Let's go get that
They're
one.
Like, oh, that little hobo kid. No one's going to miss him.
That kid right. Wearing polka dots with stripes. Nobody Ew.
Nobody wants Nicole's kid.
Oh, that's great.
Nicole,
I love you.
You're kind of crazy, but awesomely cute.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
You've all heard about Confucius.
Heard about him?
Philosopher.
Confucius say, Al. Confucius say.
He's a philosopher, mm-hmm. A thinker. He's old. And it's Movember. So now we present to you Constatius. He thinks he's smarter than he is due to new upper lip hair growth. We bestow upon you the mouth mottos by Constatius.
Thank you, Jenna.
What is that?
Mouth mottos?
Yes.
Yes, he's going to give us some profound thoughts from his mouth.
Profound stash thoughts for you.
Why are you talking like that?
Because that's how I feel like I should talk.
Okay, go.
The Nike Swoosh logo would make an interesting mustache on a man who runs his mouth all the time. Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
That's a point.
Thank you.
Did you know that mustache hair grows faster than any other body hair?
Not yours.
It sprouts more in spring and summer than in autumn and winter. Damn. Because it's winter right now?
Yeah.
It's fall, actually. Yeah.
Whatever, shut up.
Okay. Constatius.
Kind of lost his zen right there.
Your mustache can be used to dust off any crumbs off your cookie and can thus be called a cookie duster. Oh, I'm not done.
You don't want to clap it.
Oh, okay. You just applauded.
You got to applaud your own bit. I mean, you could maybe join in the applause for your bit.
I don't think Confucius applauded himself, did he?
Mustachius or whatever I am.
Constatius.
Whatever.
Your name.
Ladies, got a runny nose? Make out with a man who has a mustache.
Oh, gross.
His snot mop will alleviate things.
Oh, that's so
Snot mop.
Snot mop?
I got one more.
Okay.
Oh, no. Save him, man. You got a whole month.
Oh, yeah. I got plenty more.
Oh, God. Too much of a good thing.
Before kissing a man, use his mustache to clean your lips. His mouth mat is there for that reason.
Can't even get through the expressions.
This is like a bad
I think Constatius got into someone's stash of something.
Yeah. How about some applause there?
Oh wow. Now it's over. Okay.
You wrapped it.
I'm going to save the other ones for later.
I think we should just do one a day.
I'm going to go and apologize to Kid for that.
Well, I wanted to introduce the bit. Shut up,
wow.
Adam.
I like Constatius. What'd you bring today, Al?
Oh, I went to Rihanna last night, y'all.
Yeah, may I remind you of Black History Month for that bit you did?
That was 4 years.
Well, I don't care.
And what was the bit?
Go ahead.
Famous Blacks.
Famous Blacks.
Favorite Blacks.
And my first one was Jack Black was my favorite Black.
Oh, that's right.
And that's when I got all the letters from the Black folks saying, hey, by the way, Jack Black isn't Black.
That was the joke, though, right?
That was the joke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, my second favorite Black.
You know, some people don't always get your humor.
Going to be Black and Decker.
Yes.
My third favorite Black was going to be Black Flag.
And then you ran out of Blacks.
Yeah, I ran out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
It
could have been that bad.
Yeah. What you got next? Very much Constachio?
No, I think you should save. You know, like Jenna said, maybe you should just give one a day or one a week.
We'll do one a day.
One a month November. Keep it special.
Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, it's over.
Wait till tomorrow.
Today was the day.
Since I can't get any loving due to my mustache.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning. Craddock in the morning.
Oh, it's about that dang time to give a trip away. Trip a day. Brought to you by CheapCaribbean.com. We need to call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will be playing high-low. And you get to pick one of us to play with. We already know you're going to pick Kelly.
No, so not necessarily true.
Let's get it out there.
Not necessarily true. Kelly. But maybe they're picking me because they just can't resist the sound of my voice. You ever think of that?
Oh, that's right. You were saying something about this accent or some. Just explain.
Yes.
What is it?
There was a survey conducted by the highly reputable Cupid.com. It's a dating website.
Okay.
And they asked, when you're looking for people to date, and they ask all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did the thing about the facial hair. They find men with full beards to be more attractive. And I actually looked at side-by-side comparisons, and I was like, hey, they have something there. Anyway, they were saying about the accent, and it turns out when they asked over 2,000 men and women, 36.5% think the Southern accent is the sexiest.
What was the percentage?
That was the winning. 36.5. That was overall. And the men, 45% of men said they prefer the Southern accent. A little drawl. I don't think they want you to go complete, full on. But they like the Southern, you know, that maybe that Charleston
the Southern
thing.
What were the choices? Do you know? I mean, was it like
York? The first was Southern with 36. And this is overall men and women.
Okay. Yeah.
They said women actually prefer, they like the Southern accent, but they also like that New York accent.
This guy over here.
That kind of take charge kind of. They said it sort of goes back to the we're predisposed to wanting a woman who's a bit submissive and a man who's more take charge.
Like
so that might be a little bit why. Yeah, so Southern accent was first with 36.5% most preferred.
Okay.
Thank you. New York was second, 16.5%.
Okay.
So we could all do a New York, but who can do a Western accent? That came in third.
Well, howdy.
What's Western?
Howdy, folks.
Like that? Like,
I don't think it's a cowboy accent. What does Western mean?
There's a snake in my boots.
Say that.
They said the Western accent is spoken in parts of California and Washington State.
Oh, it must be is that the Valley Girl thing? Is that they going that?
They want something different.
Silicon Valley thing?
I don't know. We need
where's the British accent in all this?
This is just the United States.
In North America. Sexiest accents in North America.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
So this is just domestic dating?
Right. Yes. This is for domestics only.
All right.
Or
Canadian.
Number four was the New England accent. I'm surprised by that. 10.5%.
What about the no accent? I mean, because a lot of people,
Mute?
Chicago, no. Oh. I don't know. I feel like I've lost my Chicago after living in Chicago, coming down here, but from Ohio. I mean, I know there's a little bit of an accent there, but kind of a non-accent
accent.
Sometimes I feel like it's hard to put your finger on where I live unless I'm Southern influenced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the non-accent I like in guys.
I like a little bit. I don't know.
Do I have any accent?
No, JC. Whatever.
Where's the Mexican accent?
That was number four with the New England accent at 10.5%. 7% like New Jersey, which is very different from New York, apparently.
Jersey.
Yeah.
The Snooki accent.
Number six was the Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Want to get a boot?
Oh, yeah.
It's 7%, but I guess it was just maybe 7.1% was New Jersey. I don't know. Number seven was the Midwestern accent, 5.5%. And coming in eighth place with 4% was Mid-Atlantic.
Mid-Atlantic?
I don't even know what that. I don't even know how that sounds.
If you get complimented on your Mid-Atlantic accent, I
please let
know.
Us know.
Mid-Atlantic.
But they said the Midwestern accent, which came in seventh place with 5.5%, that's the most widespread of all.
So I think that's the no
accent.
I
think that's what it is.
The Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah.
I guess that would be
regular.
The subtle Midwestern accent would be the least accent.
Right.
It's very subtle.
Yes, I think so.
Right.
And that's the most prevalent.
Yes.
Right at the middle.
That makes sense.
The middle of our country.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of takes living there to know, my best girlfriend's from Michigan and Chicago and Wisconsin. Those are all very different, but it's just little inflection. You know, it's hard to tell the difference.
And it said Cupid.com released a statement saying your date's accent may not seem like a vital detail, especially when you meet someone online, but your subconscious reaction when they speak could make or break a relationship.
I do kind of.
Like when you've been talking to somebody and you finally hear their voice, it's like, oh, you didn't sound like I thought
you would.
You
sound like Kim Kardashian.
Or it's like, oh my gosh. And then it turns out to be like your first experience when you saw a DJ, when they sound so sexy because at night they have that deep voice. And then you finally meet them at the Jello Jump at the mall, which everybody saw the DJ at the Jello Jump.
Can you refresh my memory?
Everybody hasn't witnessed their first DJ experience at the Jello Jump.
The Jello.
Please, Miss Kelly Raspberry.
I mean, that's common. Oh, please.
Tell us about the Jello Jump.
That's common.
Yeah, when I first came here with Kid Craddock in the Morning many years ago, there was a Jello Jump.
I've never heard the word Jello followed by the word Jump.
You're not being Southern enough right now with your accent.
You slide into a big pool or whatever of Jello for charity.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a big radio promotion. And the first time I ever saw a DJ, the nighttime DJ, I was so excited because I thought he was going to be so hot based on his voice. And then I saw him get it, and I was a little late for the Jello Jump. I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw him get out, and he was walking to his car afterwards, and he had his shirt off, and he was covered in Jello.
Yeah.
And he was made of Jello. Yeah, he wasn't the most attractive.
You couldn't tell where the Jello began or ended
with him.
Except for the color.
That was my first DJ experience. It was very disappointing.
Wow.
But see, that's how the voice can fool you.
Jello should only be followed by one word, and that's wrestling. Yeah. Jello Jump.
Or shots.
Yeah. Jello shots, Jello wrestling.
How sad.
Yes.
My whole college career, I was allergic to Jello.
Man.
Made me such a dork on spring break.
Are you still allergic to it? Or is it something you developed late in life?
No, I was always allergic until, I don't know, I haven't tried it. I could try it now. I had to prove it to people on spring break. Because guys give you Jello shots. And
I'm allergic to peanuts and I could die. Prove it.
No, I don't. I did. You better believe I proved it. I got a rash.
Well, that was probably something
else. That
showed up. That could be anything, Jen.
Well, we got to give this trip away.
Yeah.
So where are we going today, Kelly?
We're going to the Royalton Punta Cana Resort and Casino. And Casino, did you get that in the Dominican Republic? Yeah, it's legal there and everything.
Who we got?
Well, we'll get our first caller on the phone right now. Maribel Alamillo.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Look,
you're going to fit right in Punta Cana.
She's ready.
Showing off with your fancy Spanish and stuff.
Maribel,
I am ready.
Do you know how to play high-low?
Yes, I do.
Now, you know, the trip is valued at up to $4,000, but thanks to this deal we made with CheapCaribbean.com, we're going to sell it to you between $0 and $10, right?
Okay.
And then if and when you win this fabulous resort package, I'll tell you what you won. I don't want to rub it in early. I don't want to give you all the details in case you don't win, then you'll just feel really bad.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait until you win, and I'm confident that you will.
All right, go ahead and pick your pick Kelly, and we'll go.
Yeah. You pick whoever you want, Maribel.
Pick your partner.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with Kelly.
Well, that's fine. I appreciate you having confidence in me.
Maribel, how you going to come on here and give me buenos dias, and then go ahead with
Kelly? You should be offended
He's
more than anybody
Mexican.
Else.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all
that's
had
fine.
A little bonding.
I mean, if you want to turn your back on your people, that's cool.
Don't guilt trip her.
No, it's just that I know how much Kelly loves to play games.
I do.
I'm confident we're going
to
win.
Like
I really
to play
need this trip.
Too, woman.
Well, maybe you're not as good as expressing it as I am.
We like to play.
Hey, well, you picked
the
great partner.
Okay. Maribel, I really hope you win, and you just have to guess those numbers as quickly as possible. All right,
okay.
So you make your first guess. Remember, it's between $0 and $10. You have to guess it to the penny, and the clock will start 20 seconds after your first guess go.
$5.
Higher.
$5.50.
Higher.
$5.75.
Lower.
$5.60.
Lower.
$5.51.
Higher.
$5.52.
Yes. You are the best. Oh, wow. I can't stop.
Oh,
that was so great.
Kelly.
Oh, we had a winner. Oh, my God. You are the most excellent high-low player we've had.
Kelly's more excited than Maribel.
I'm about to get
so
laryngitis again.
You.
Oh, Maribel,
oh,
I'm so happy for you.
I was driving and I had to pull over because I was shaking just that I got through.
I'm so happy for you, Maribel. You know where you're going. You're going.
You do.
It's the Royalton Punta Cana Resort and Casino. It's in the Dominican Republic. This is a 4-star, all-inclusive. That's my favorite kind of resort.
It's your favorite kind of eat.
You can eat.
Yeah,
so
and it's free.
And drink everything, and you don't have to pay extra for it. It's an
Thank
all.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go get my passport today because I don't have one.
Yes, you do need to take care of that.
How'd you get over here?
And this is a resort that you can go to. I mean, they have a lot of things for couples, but also for families. They've got 11 restaurants, 11 themed bars. They've got a lounge for teenagers. Like I said, it's valued at up to $4,000. You only pay $5.52, Maribel, thanks to CheapCaribbean.com.
Thank you so much.
Who are you going to take?
You guys.
She's going to take Kelly. Okay, ready?
I should.
Kelly. I'm going to take my husband and, I don't know, maybe my kids. I'm not sure yet. I think we just need to get away, though.
Yeah, you do something for yourself. That's okay.
Maribel, are you still pulled over right now?
I am. I'm pulled over on the side of the freeway.
Can you roll your window down and scream, I just one trip a day with Kid Craddock in the morning?
And Kelly?
She did it.
So much.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Only dogs could hear.
Yeah, no. Cell phone connections. Thank you so much, Maribel. You know what? Every day, CheapCaribbean.com is giving away another trip to a Blue Diamond Resort on our website. All you got to do is visit KidNation.com or use the Kid Nation app to register each and every day.
We're going to start calling this Kelly's Trip a Day.
Yeah.
Let's just do
play
it.
With
I'm
Kelly.
So happy right
Kelly.
Now.
Play with Kelly and win.
More.
I'm so happy.
I won't even be disappointed. I won't be mad.
I just, you know what? I feel like I have a connection to the listeners that you just, the rest of you just don't get.
You're just
you know
what?
Speaking for the rest of the morning show, I'm happy for you, Kelly.
Thanks,
and your
Jenna.
Southern accent.
Thank you. I'm just so blessed today.
More trips tomorrow.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
I finally had to do something so that I could fit in with my son. I had to fit in.
Wearing a diaper?
Okay. No, wearing a diaper. But you know what?
Bonding like you should.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of bonding, but remember when we were growing up and you used to play like Monopoly, or maybe you played Sorry, or you played that game Operation?
Yeah.
I played a lot of Solitaire.
Yeah, Solitaire. Maybe you got... No, Jenna, you're too young to play Solitaire
child.
When you're a kid.
I was very advanced. I was just young and alone.
Maybe you got down with some Clue action.
Okay.
So I was sitting on the couch with Kaysen.
Yeah.
Watching TV, and a commercial comes on. And the first thing I see when this commercial comes on is this huge lettering, and it says, play the game, Doggy Do.
What's Doggy doing? Oh, no, he's in the doghouse now. We love you. Let's play. Make a tasty treat. Eat up, Doggy. Roll the die. What's that sound? What did he do? You win by collecting Doggy's do. Doggy Do by quiet.
Yeah, I saw this on the internet earlier this year.
You win by collecting Doggy's do.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that would actually help my child learn to pick up after her dog, I might buy it. If she turned it into a game, it might be worth it.
It has a pump that you squeeze for
after you roll
kind
the
of
die.
Play-Doh to see.
Right.
Oh, so you win by making
and then the
doggy
dog
go doo-doo.
I guess you win by collecting doo-doo. I don't know. Like I said, if it would make my daughter clean it up, I would be all for it.
So, yeah, you win by collecting stuff that comes out of a dog's
butt.
You know, like, kids love gross stuff. Kids love gross stuff. I mean, they have booger games.
Especially little boys.
Games. I mean, they have all this.
Do you have to pick it up with like a little green bag and...
No, it has like a little shovel, like a plastic
pooper scooper.
A pooper scooper, and then you collect your poo with that. So I'm thinking, this is really cool.
I don't know if I want to hear what you did to relate to your son.
How does this tie back in?
I'm trying to talk Kenzie into getting this game because I really liked it.
Yeah.
And she's all about no, it's about poo and it's gross, and she's basically a bit killer. And so in the middle of our argument, Kaysen walked out. And so after we got done, I got done losing.
The argument, yeah.
I walked outside, I walked into the kitchen, and I can kind of hear Kaysen, but I can't see what he's doing.
Okay.
And so I go around, we have this counter, and so I go around the counter, and I realize that Kaysen is sitting on the ground, and right next to him is our dog, Dex. And Kaysen's sitting there with Dex, arm around him, petting him,
aww,
having a good time.
They're bonding,
and I notice that Dex is chewing something.
Oh, no.
And then I realize... Kaysen grabs something and starts chewing it.
Oh, no.
I know what you're thinking, Alan. I thought the same thing.
Okay. Especially after talking about the doggy
poo. Yeah, I was frightened.
Okay.
It was not doggy.
It wasn't doggy doo.
It was not doggy doo.
Was it baby poo?
Apparently, Kaysen had gone into the cupboard, gotten the dog treats, brought them out, sat next to Dex, and started feeding them dog treats, and then he started eating some. Now, part of me wanted to start screaming, go, no, what are you doing? Don't do that. But you can't do that because, you don't want to scare them. And plus, I thought about it, and I'm like, dogs eat it, so why can't humans eat it? So he's kind of looking at me because he saw me kind of be shocked. So I didn't want to frighten him. So I sat down next to him. So I sat down next to him and I reached into the bag and I ate one as Kenzie was walking out.
Why did you feel the need to do that?
Yeah. I just wanted to fit in with those two.
Did
I was
think
like,
he'd notice if you got like, I don't know, a Ritz cracker instead of a dog treat?
I don't right. think he would.
Maybe a human treat?
No, I just felt like I needed to fit in.
You really wanted to try it.
Just admit it.
You wanted to know what it tasted like.
I did.
And what did it taste
How
like?
How was it?
You know what? That's a good way to... Does it really taste like
the
chicken?
Does
it really taste like beef or
like
bacon?
Like a little bone or is this like a little bacon bit?
It's like a roll. It's a roll and it has like the brown middle.
Oh, like a snossage.
Yeah.
Is it a snossage?
I don't remember what it is. Might be a snossage.
Do the snossages taste like snossage?
But I wanted to try it just in case.
And? Verdict?
He got sick, so we both did get sick. Not bad.
Worth getting sick, though?
I haven't gotten the Justin Bieber yet, so I haven't gotten that. But it was not bad. It was a little, it lacked in taste. But, you know, if I need a little snack here and there, we're out of food.
This a whole new meaning to my roommate and I saying we've run out of food.
Yeah.
There's still the dog treats.
Still the dog treats. So people, out of food, try some dog treats. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's good advice for the children.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.